what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Get back to the hotel. I'm playing fucking poker or blackjack and shit. I'm playing for like a good 3 hours. Just maintaining, not really winning, not really losing, but up. And then this fucking asshole comes down at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. What up, dog? We didn't get done drinking and fucking gambling till like 7 a.m, bro.
That's Vegas, dude.
Right when we get up in the elevator, this fool's walking, throwing up.
Oh, man.
I just got out of the splash zone. You know?
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Network.
Hello, governor.
Hello.
Hello, gov.
I got more excited than I should have, but I did.
What do we have here now?
Yeah.
Do you want to die? I just put that motherfucker away with no fucking cover on it.
Here, I'll way to go, Kaz. Way to go.
Dude, it sucks because I have these things that are like, they're covers, but they don't do anything. They're just to protect the lens. I'm getting ready to drop a grand on a lens.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I need a really good zoom lens. Like the one I have now is good, but it doesn't go under like 3.5 on the aperture, and this other one goes down to 2.8, which may not seem like a lot, but it's fucking good. You know what I ran into last night? Why do I keep forgetting Positive Satan's real name?
Edwin.
Edwin?
What?
Okay, then I guess I've never called him by his real name. Because I did not know that his name was Edwin.
You're all Positive Satan.
I'm like, what up, Posy? He said, what's up? And then fucking, he came up.
Yeah, Cobra closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I asked him. I was like, so you're going to enjoy your fucking time off? He's like, no, the neighborhood picked me up for all those days.
Yeah.
I was like, good for you, dude. Get in there. Get it in. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that fucking other person that you said came to DJ from out of town and shit. I was like, who the fuck is that? What do we have here now?
Smoke weed every day.
Want a little sativa pick you up?
I'm down.
The sativas.
It's a little hip. It was funny. Every time we would re-up on the mushrooms when we're walking on the strip, it was saca la bolsita, right?
Yeah.
We're checking out and we had to drop our luggage because, you know, our plane didn't leave till so much longer. It was like a 5 hour fucking chill time in Vegas, which when you're fucking hungover, bro, is not the best time to be walking around in the heat. Walking.
Nope.
So we found a sports book to fucking post up. Anyways, when we were going to check the luggage and prior to going to the airport, I go, saca la bolsita. And the fucking bellhop goes, yeah! Stares at me like he knew what time it was.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, I'm telling
you. I don't do cocaine for the record.
It's been a while for me. It's been a good while. I'm like, I don't need my heart pumping that fast. Especially, you know, the thing right now is like, you can't tell if the shit's got fucking.
They sell kits.
Oh, okay.
They sell kits.
I didn't even get to finish my statement.
Yeah, they sell kits.
You knew exactly where I was going. What I meant was like, I feel like there's a lot of fucking bad cocaine going around that's filled in with fentanyl.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
And that's the fucking bad shit that motherfuckers are dying from. So it's like. I'm good. I'm good with weed. I have been drinking more lately, though. I will say that. I had 2 beers last night. Huh. I had 2 fucking tall cans.
Those, I thought I wasn't ready for Ekis, Vegas.
But they were ready.
I thought I wasn't ready for Vegas.
Yeah.
But I was. There wasn't a time where I didn't have a fucking Modelo in my hand. Yeah. I was double fisting. You know, like when people smoke cigarettes and they use their cigarettes, they're smoking to light the next one.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it was with beer this weekend.
Dude, I've never heard you talk about smoking cigarettes like that.
I don't smoke. Oh, you know what? I smoked here and there. But what it is that when you're on the shrooms, bro, something about that menthol just hits different.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The nicotine and the tobacco, like you have a different reaction, you know? And honestly, I needed that little jolt just to keep me fucking centered, bro, because I was spacey. Like, I was Kevin Spacey minus the gay rape. You know? You roll in there?
Yeah.
Order up. Order up.
This is a certified hood classic.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now tuned into the Hood Diner Podcast with your host, DJ Sentry, and the homie Casual.
Two zombies walking up and down that fucking strip. Looking for some brain. You know what I'm talking about? Brain!
Smoke weed every day.
Yo, this is DJ Sentry.
And I am the homie Casual.
And you're listening to the Hood Diner Podcast, episode 165.
165, guys, we are back. It's been a couple weeks. Actually, no, it was last week. It's just probably been a week or so since we got it out.
Yeah.
I was laughing last week. We were talking about the Suns. What the fuck? We were talking about the Suns being all in the fucking. Yeah, dude.
We're already into the finals on Thursday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Joker and the Heat. The Heat pulled it out, man.
I think the Heat are going to take it.
You're crazy, bro.
You think Miami's going to pull that shit out?
The Nuggets, you mean? Because you said I think the Heat are going to take it.
I meant the Nuggets. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I meant, yeah, that's what I meant.
But I heard what you said.
I meant the Nuggies. The Chicky Nuggies. They're going to win. They're going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope those some of my bitches bring me fucking some goddamn hot mustard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just put in a fucking little Uber Eatery.
What? I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm still not all here.
I know.
You pulled up to the house and I was asleep. You're out there for what? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Yeah, I was talking to Chef Mondo. We're good.
All right. My bad, man.
No, you're good.
I'm
glad you got rest, man. You know?
Not enough. As soon as you leave, I'm going to go right back.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to probably line something up, but I'm going to try and go back to sleep, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Beep, boop, bop. Hell yeah. I was just here last night. I came after the Larry June concert. Yeah. We're going to get into that, but fucking last night was definitely a fucking movie. It was funny. I know people say that. It sounds fucking...
More to your story when you say it as opposed to when other people say it.
Well, I'm telling you,
because
dog,
you got some footage. Like, so it was a movie.
But it was more than just that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much more went down and shit. It was crazy. It was just a fucking lot of shit rolling. But
you said Bert finessed the camera inside?
Fucking Bert, man. Yeah, dude. And I called him. I literally texted him when I left and I was like, hey, do you think they're gonna let people in with their cameras? And he's the only one way to find out, dog. My bad. And the fucking bitch saw me pull up with my fucking camera, man. And she was like, I'm sorry, you can't bring that in here. So then as I'm walking back to the car, I see fucking Bert. And he's like, where you going, bro? And I was like, dude, they're not going to let you in with that shit. And he's like, nah, fuck it. I bet you Bert. He didn't tell me what he did. He said he walked right in with it. But I bet you know what? He might have fucking like... Maybe he put it underneath his shirt. His camera's like not super thick, like the lens on it. Yeah. And I had the zoom motherfucker, so that shit was sticking out like a sore thumb, right? But yeah, he fucking finessed his way in with his camera and I started laughing. And then I seen him post today. He was like, some girl behind me was like, I tried to get in with my camera and fucking they didn't let me in with this shit. And he was like, I guess I'm the only photographer in here with fucking my camera and shit. So I was like, hey man, I hope you got some good shit.
Yeah,
we got some good shit, but like I said, we got something a little bit fucking better. But we'll get to that in a minute, man. We'll get to that in a minute. Let me see. For now, let me throw the sponsors in really fast. And I do got to give a shout out to. I'm definitely giving a shout out to Empire Rolly, man. Like I reached out to them, and they have some new papers that they just got. They're trying out. They're thinner. They're still the dollar bills and shit like that. They're still bennies, but they're thinner. They're just more. Like closer to a raw, I guess you could say. And a dude's going to send me a fucking big ass pack of them. And the pack, it's like a display pack, like a retail package and shit. So it's going to be cool. Like whenever we have guests in, you know, the ones that are 420 friendly, we're going to break them off, you know, a thing of that, some fucking dude wipes, you know what I mean? Like little fucking Hood Diner package and shit like that. So that's going to be cool for like all the upcoming guests that we got coming. But yeah, I thought that that was cool. Sponsors.
Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes are a flushable wipe for at-home and on-the-go situations. Go to dudeproducts.com and use code HOOD and get 15% off your order. Hashtag no mud butt.
Okay.
Official Clothing. Official Clothing is a streetwear brand rooted in hip-hop and pop culture, producing quality shirts, hats, and accessories.
And it's good fucking high quality.
Go to official.com, that's OHFISHL.com, and use code HOOD and get 25% off your entire order and get free shipping over $50. Official Clothing, live by your own rules.
Okay.
Empire Rolling, the makers of Benny's. Benny's are a high-end rolling paper created from all-natural ingredients and offer a clean and tobacco-free alternative to blunt-like smoke sessions. Go to EmpireRolling.com and use code HOOD and get 10% off your order. That's Empire Rolling, the official rolling paper of the Hood Diner Podcast.
Smoke weed every day.
Sandbox. Sandbox is a monthly subscription that provides you with a 30-day supply of your favorite cologne and or perfume. Choose from over 850 brand name designer fragrances delivered right to your door. Get free shipping as well as free returns. Go to Sandbox.com and use code HOOD for 35% off your first month's purchase. Sandbox.com.
Yeah.
Squared Up Pizza. Located in Park Place Food Court here in Tucson, Arizona, Squared Up Pizza is creating gourmet New York-style pies using New York water for an authentic pizza experience. Mention the Hood Diner when picking up or dining in and get 10% off your purchase. Go to squareduptucson.com for more information.
Yummy.
Okay.
Last but not least, we are a part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Go to innercirclepn.com and get the links to all the shows. Preview all the latest releases from The Untrained Eye, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, Simmons & More, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, The Angry Dad, Creatures of the Night, and of course, The Hood Diner. That's innercirclepn.com.
Let me see. So yeah, bro. Fucking We got here. Did you just throw this in here?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Something new. Speaking of something new, we'll set it off with something new. The funny part is we don't even know whose week it was. Because real shit, guys, I was editing the other podcast that we did before this and my vocals somehow got fucked up. So I had to start over from scratch and I'll have that shit out probably by like tomorrow, hopefully. But anyways, I just took it upon myself to stop at the store and we got some new Doritos flavors this week. There was spicy ketchup, which my lady bought the other day, and I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Unless you're a big fan of ketchup, try them out. But skip them. You know what it tasted like? Spicy ketchup? Like a very off-brand Dorito.
Okay.
Like a really off-brand Dorito. Because it's still spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
So it's like paste picante sauce salsa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
versus
yeah.
like the fucking...
New York City!
Yeah, yo, get a rope. That shit, dude.
Get a rope!
Remember that shit? Dude, that shit was old school.
Those commercials were problematic.
They were hilarious, though. But yeah, you can't make them nowadays. People would complain. You know who complained the other day? Can I tell you this shit? People are still very iffy about this symbol.
The white power?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, look at WP.
Okay. Well, haven't you ever done the game where like someone looks at your shit?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he meant to go like that.
Okay, who are we talking about?
I think he just went like this.
Okay? Who are we talking about?
One of the homies that works at Squared Up. Okay. The homie Josh. He works in the back. He makes the dough. And I was filming a video from the other side of the glass, okay? And I panned. And as he came around the corner, he must have saw me recording and he went like that. So, but I posted it. I said, if you saw it, You know you got a punch to your shoulder coming. I literally said this is the angle we're taking at the fact that a dude did this in the video. And I put, comment if you saw it. You know what I mean? Well, yes, definitely one guy went on there and was like, oh, I hope the people from Black Lives Matter give you hell for that and blah, blah, blah. Look at this guy's throwing up gang signs. Two separate posts.
Yeah.
Two separate posts. Thankfully, since I'm the admin, I have the power to go in there and hide shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Away with the comida.
Literally went and I clicked hide and hide on his comments. Because I thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
It was literally described in the fucking context.
Right.
We're having a game with you people. Like, you know, when you with your bros and shit and you do the little O and you look and you get two for flinching type shit, them old school shits. That's how I fucking meant it. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that's how he meant it. Maybe he didn't. Damn. But that's how we put it out. So, you know, but that was a fucking, that was a good video. That was a good video. Oh, also, we got a, since we're in fucking food and shit like that. Or let me finish what we got. What we got. Like I said, the Doritos, the new flavor was sweet and tangy barbecue. Sweet and tangy barbecue. It tastes literally like Lay's barbecue chips, but just on a Dorito, which that's the part that fucked me up. Is it tasted weird. Because you're so used to having that flavor on like a Lay's chip.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. When I hear Doritos, I think of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
You know, the OG.
Yes.
So when you taste any other chip, you're always going to have a biased opinion by some.
I mean, because, you know, I put Cool Ranch above regular Doritos. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's controversial as fuck.
You're one of them guys.
I'm definitely down. I'll die on that hill. Oh, yeah. But I just love it. There's just something about that flavor. It's really good. But, you know. But it was good. It was good. I still gave him a 3. I gave him a 3. And then, of course, we're fans of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups here. Okay? We've tried almost every flavor. And they just came out. I don't know if this is new. I want to say this has been out before. But it's the first time I'd seen it like this. And it's called Reese's Crunchy, where they use, you know, obviously crunchy peanut butter instead of just the creamy. It was good. It was the shit. I gave him a 5 because... Like I said, I'm team crunchy peanut butter. I've always been. I'll take the creamy. I don't give a fuck. But I've always been more partial to that shit. It's just a texture thing. You know what I mean? I'm a fucking peanut butter and jelly fan. You don't like the jelly. I love me some jelly. And jelly's already like slimy in its fucking texture. So you get the peanut butters or the peanuts and then it adds the crunch. You know what I'm saying? So like it makes it just more of a fucking treat, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? That's peanut butter jellies with Cas.
Tomato, tomato, I guess.
Peanut butter jellies with Cas. No. I fuck with them, man.
They're three minutes away.
And then the last thing I got was this, like, it's called Coco 5.
What?
So I don't know if that's Cocos, but it's like, let's just say it's a new fucking Gatorade. It's new shit. It's hydration, electrolytes.
I think it's because there's coconut in there.
Coconut?
It's coconut water.
Well, there was a coconut flavor. No,
it's coconut water, though. This is what that is.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, at the bottom.
It says coconut water with... Okay, good. Then that's what that means. I just got it because I knew it's something we haven't had before. You know what I mean?
I ain't trying to have them fuck around with the food. I'm going to go wait for them outside real quick.
All right, guys. So, a few moments later. Did you say fucking orange chicken?
I said, don't fuck with my orange chicken.
I'm talking about. Yeah, we literally just had somebody that has like a weed company asking about if we can partner with them for something.
Samples on the air?
Says here, hold on. Says, hello, we've been following you since the Barstool video. My name is blank. I want to discuss collaborative opportunity for your restaurant and Arizona's favorite THC supplement, Sprinkle. With your permission, I'd love to feature your culinary delights in our content, showcasing how they can be enjoyed with our THC supplements while reaching foodies, health-conscious individuals, and the THC enthusiasts. If you're interested in partnering with us, I'd love to discuss details. That's what they're trying to. sprinkle some shit on the pizza.
Sprinkle on me.
I'd fuck with that. They said the company's called Sprinkle. That's pretty dope, dude. Yeah, I just told Pat about that right now because he doesn't even know that I added that feature to the website yet. I had never had it, and then one of my clients, it's funny because he's actually a dude that I ran into when we went up to Phoenix to go see the Suns play.
Yeah.
Ran into him inside that fucking little area where you get the free food and all kinds of shit, right? And he was like, hey, bro, he's like, do me a favor and check this something out on the website. I did a website for him, but hadn't talked to him in a while. I went and looked at it, and I saw it was a feature that he added. And when somebody asks you a question, it just comes to you like a text message. Mm. So it could be 1 a.m, you're sitting there watching TV, and then someone's like, hey, you know, I want to order this shirt from you, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't notice if you had this. Yeah, no problem. I'll fucking do this, blah, blah, blah. It says that you can get more sales when you do shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So we added that to 808's fucking website.
That shit booming, that line.
Mm-hmm. He's doing real good. And then, oh, hell yeah.
Sriracha. Bootleg sriracha.
Oh,
no. That's the good shit. I told my dad, I'm like, you better never come on nothing besides Kiko Man.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Kim Lan.
Kim Lan is the little silver packets. And that's some good shit right there. Fucking food break, huh?
For real.
What do you usually get?
Doubled orange or double teriyaki chicken.
Right.
What the fuck?
Chili pop. I'm telling you, I fried my fucking taste buds.
The shroomies?
Cigarettes.
Oh, cigarette. Man, I haven't had a cigarette in forever. I bet the last time I had a cigarette, I was in my 20s. You know what I used to smoke, though? That fucked your shit up? Beedies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Beedies, bro? Well, they came wrapped in a little leaf. Fucking, what did DJ Quick say? Yo, Pot, it's your boy. Hey, yo, man, so far I've been listening to your album. I ain't heard nothing. You can kick back and smoke a beady too. You know what I'm saying? And then it's all the fucking late night. That song's so dope. You know, because of that song, that's what, when I was doing music back in the day, my little fucking label, we called it Late Night Music.
Okay.
Because I love that song so much. It was a good song. I remember fucking, I thought it was a DJ Quick beat. Turns out he just kind of edited it and produced it. Some other dude made the beat because I saw a video on it on YouTube. Remember I tell you, I've been watching so many of these Death Row behind the scenes shit.
Yeah.
Well, there was a dude who fucking had Pac in the studio, and I can't remember what song they did first. And then they were waiting for someone to pull up. And he was like, well, while we're here, like, fucking, what else you got, bro? And he pulled that shit up. And it's a sample from, I can't remember who it is, old school fucking artist blues and shit like that. And they just sampled that shit. Oh, it's called Wind Parade. I can't remember who the fuck that is. But watch. I got it. So,
yeah.
Let me find it. Donald Byrd. Right here. Fuck this shit kicks him. I love that shit. Those, so laid back. Yeah. I know you guys have heard fucking the late night. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
In the late night. Here we go.
Hey, Pop. It's your boy. Hey, man, so far I've been listening to your album and I heard nothing you kick back and smoke a beady too, you know? Yeah, like that.
And this is the this is the underground Machiavelli version, and then they redid this for Thug fucking Mansion or whatever. Doesn't even sound like this. This is the dope shit right here. It's good shit. With DJ Quick up in the bitch, I let my balls hang. Nah, this version, they did something to it. They did something to the hook and they did something to the beat where like you can't even hear Pac as good. And though that one's kind of like it's a rough cut. Like I said, it's one of those Machiavelli fucking shit that was like somebody jacked all that shit and released it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that version is the best right there. Better than the one that's on the album. And so the video was the guy that produced that beat. And he was like, I threw this on. And fucking Pac sat there. He went into the booth with the headphones on and he started smoking. And he said, fucking 5 minutes later, he was like, all right, I'm ready. And he fucking had a whole fucking verse and shit. And they fucking was like, that shit is dope. And then right after that is when Gaddafi and Fatal Hussein fucking pulled in. And then they did their verses on there. Fucking good song. Good song. And like I said, that's what I named my music label after Late Night Music. And of course, music with a Z, a Z-I-K. I always had to fucking spell shit wrong like a dumbass. But this way it stood out. Now standing out for being dumb? I don't know. You tell me. Oh, I forgot we did half and half. I've been eating this whole side over here thinking it was all rice. And then I got over here and I seen fucking noodles. Last night changed it all. That last night shit is a sample from a Kid in Play song. Old ass fucking sample. That Hola, Hola, eh. Remember that album? That whatever that song, whatever album that was.
Okay. So I'm glad you fucking referenced that right now. So the problem with the homie that came down is that was the era of fucking rap. He was really kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It was just dated.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever works in the Bay, dog, is not universal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a problem. They didn't like the way he played and he's not welcome back.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucked up. Not welcomed.
No, man. And it made me look bad. That's why I'm like kind of on some other shit right now. But it's whatever, you know?
Mm. Yeah, but
you live and
they
learn.
Booked him on your fucking night.
Right. No, you I didn't. Booked him.
Oh, you booked him. I didn't know that. How'd you know him, bro?
He DJed with me at Cobra one time for one of the festivals they threw.
Okay.
And
yeah. What, you didn't hear him then?
No, he played good then. Came through and it was playing some bullshit.
So today's episode is brought to you by Panda Express. Fucking orange chicken.
Fire, bro.
It's crazy how they're the fucking standard. They are literally the fucking standard. And orange chicken had been around way longer than just fucking Panda days.
And like then they use chicken thigh with that meat.
They used to call it fucking Mandarin chicken. Like in any Chinese food place you go, they call it Mandarin chicken. But now they call it orange chicken because it's fucking so universally known. And so if you have little kids with you and shit, and they're eating at some Chinese food place and they see the word orange chicken, they're like, ooh, like Panda, give me the orange chicken. And then they get it and they're all like, oh, what is this? It's not the same. I'm not saying it's not bad. Bamboo's got a pretty good orange chicken I've had from them. It actually has pieces of oranges in it too.
The orange peel.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that creative where you're using
lemon zest.
Lemon zest and fucking sprinkles of cinnamon type shit. I'm so basic. I'm so basic when I cook, but I want to start getting more fucking, more Bobby Flay.
Just bang out the fucking Food Channel, bro, when you're working and shit. You'll be right. Chilling, listening to them cook and shit. And if that shit comes out crazy, I got to hit rewind, right?
I'm telling you, man. I watch a lot of fucking diners, drive-ins, and dives. I like watching that because whenever he's at certain cities, if it's like a city where I'm like, oh shit, I might go there sometime soon, I'll pay attention and I'll write that shit down. I have a list. I have a note called Places to Eat. And it's a lot of it's based off of that shit. It's a more what recommendations too, but most of it it's fucking Guy Fieri. Shout out to Guy. Hey man, Guy Fieri put me on fucking Los Taquitos. Couple other fucking breakfast joints. Fucking
hit El Gordo twice over there.
I saw that bitch. Dude. Good
spent
for you.
About $50 in tacos over there.
Mm. So good.
My friend was all sad because, like, dude, so Monday night, we go to Dre's nightclub and we go see Cameron. It was fucking legit, bro. Like, you're talking about bucket list artists that you want to watch since you were a kid. Like, Cameron never really came to Cali when they were popping. You know what I'm saying? They stayed the East Coast, you know? They were in Hartford. They're in fucking, you know, Connecticut. They're all up the Massachusetts. They're up the Eastern Corridor right there. Well,
they go to Miami and then sometimes.
Philly, shit like that. Chicago, whatever. But they never but really they stayed on the Arizona, East, bro. I never remembered Cameron coming to Arizona in a concert. Maybe in Scottsdale here and there, or Phoenix, once in a while, Blue Moon. But I was too young to go by myself, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so we fucking partied till like 5:36 and then we walked back to the hotel. The homie stayed asleep from like 7 o'clock to like 12:30. So I fucking crash out for a little bit myself and I'm like, I wake up shaking, bro. Like alcoholic shakes type of thing. Cause I hadn't eaten. I hadn't ate at all. God, so damn. I'm like, I'm not walking a mile and a half to El Gordo. I'm feeling like this. Got there. I fucking ate the tacos.
You drive or Uber?
I Ubered over there.
Yeah, Uber, yeah, you didn't have to drive. It's fine. You flew there.
Yeah. So I get there. I eat the tacos. I feel awful after eating them too.
Really?
I'm like, I feel like it's all going to come up. So I'm fucking just regrouping there. I take a good 20 minutes to eat my food, 25 minutes, which is never as long as it takes to eat tacos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, struggle bus, and I get on the fucking thing. It's like $35 for a mile and a half on that time frame that I was at, you know? It was $9 going there and then $35 coming back. I'm like, I'm going to walk this. So I'm walking, and as I'm walking, I'm feeling better, bro. Like, my life is just getting, like, sucked back into me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Get back to the hotel. I'm playing fucking poker or blackjack and shit. I'm playing for like a good 3 hours. Just maintaining, not really winning, not really losing, but up. And then this fucking asshole comes down at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. What up, dog? We didn't get done drinking and fucking gambling till like 7 in the morning, bro.
It's Vegas, dude.
Right when we get up in the elevator, this fool's walking, throwing up.
Oh, man.
I just got out of the splash zone. You know?
Oh, my God. Your buddy was one of those guys, huh?
I hadn't drank in 7 years.
Wow.
I was that friend.
Didn't you say he's, like, going through some shit or something like that?
But different one.
Oh, okay, different one. Damn, well, he's just 7 years and was just like, let's do this.
and just eating fistfuls of mushrooms the whole 2 days.
And he don't really do mushrooms?
No. Bro, when I tell you this dude was fucking gone, it's an understatement. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about, literally think about Walking Dead. That's what we were. Two zombies walking up and down that fucking strip. Looking for some brain. You know what I'm talking about?
Brain!
Oh, shit.
The three of us wolves in the desert looking for strippers and cocaine.
Oh, man.
Fucking Vegas is that place, bro. It just brings it out of you. The beast, the wolf, the inner monster. It wants to get out. It's like there. Yeah, it's coming out.
I seen some fools acting a fool too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You smell weed everywhere now.
Oh yeah.
You did
but
before.
But they'll pull you over though.
Oh, nope. Bro, they will. You will get arrested. Paper arrested. Yeah, I saw somebody getting paper arrested.
It's fucking stupid. When I was filming Pat, as sad as it was to say this, like, there was this like dude, he kind of looked like a Rasta brother, had dreads and shit like that. He was smoking on a fucking, it looked like a blunt, but it was a fucking like a Black and Mild. And I have video of the cops like literally cutting off Pat to fucking grab him and be like, hey, you can't be smoking this shit out here. And he's like, oh, bro. He's like, dude, this is not weed. He was explaining this shit like all the time. I'm like filming this way, but I'm listening back over here. He's like, bro, he's like they literally had to fucking like, I just heard him saying shit. Like, he's like, man, I got a fucking job. He's like, I work full time down here. I'm on my fucking days off, man. Like, I got no reason to be fucking harassing me and shit. You know what I mean? And I feel like, damn, bro, like they did. They pulled up on him quick, but it did look like a blunt, man. It literally did look like a blunt. So it's just like, you know, you if you don't want to get put in those situations, you just gotta move smart.
I'm like smart. You said that because if you go to the parking garage, no one's going to come find you.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to the back of the casinos where you're walking those long distances to the next one, you're smoking on that part.
Exactly.
You don't smoke right in front of the flamingo, dickhead. No, you know?
This was in front of the fucking, the water. The fuck is it called? The Venetian. But
the Mirage?
No, not the Mirage either. The one with the fucking.
Bellagio?
Bellagio. Yes. I called it the fucking, the Ocean's 11 moments. That's what I had Pat out there doing, which we're going to start that, the DEOC. I'm going to start working on it here in June. I told him, I was like, let me get through May, and then in June, we'll start that shit. It'll be cool, man. He's got some cool-ass footage from when he went to New York, and he first tried the square pizza, Pat, when he first tried it. He's got a little video from like a what do you call it? Like a GoPro. So he's going to send me all that shit. The hardest part is going to be coming up with a good script for the voiceover. You know what I mean? Like just saying shit, not sounding stupid, you know? So that's going to be
been many struggles.
Yeah. We're not trying to come off like that. It's just more him celebrating his first year in business and what all he's already accomplished within that first year.
I think a good thing is to just reference other, like, documentaries, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start watching some
just
shit.
Just see a lot of the narratives that they're talking about their own lives and shit, you know, when they're speaking on their accomplishments and whatnot. And
yeah.
I think you could probably pull a lot of inspiration from that.
Yeah. There's always...
Is it just me?
There's always... No, it's cool. There's always, like, you know, the intro, the beginning, the where it came from. And then eventually there's got to be some sort of a struggle. And then the overcoming of it and fucking, you know.
Maybe talk about the shutdown when they locked
the doors. Oh, that's definitely going in there, bro.
The doors, you know.
That shit's going in there. We're going to talk about fucking, you know, the what happened between him and Mario and shit. And just the way that situation went down. And yeah, bro. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Got some fucking Pizza Pat stories. Shout out to Pizza Pat.
You see Fetty Wap got sentenced to 6 years?
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Danny Masterson, 30.
Yeah, but Danny Masterson was committing sex crimes.
This is true.
Fetty Wap was selling heroin.
Huh?
Watch, we'll go back and forth between your story and mine, but Pizza Pat saved a dude last night, bro. That was a fucking trip. We got word there for everybody listening. A few weeks back, you heard fucking Century got tickets for us to go see Larry June and shit, right? And that was last night. It was Tuesday down at the Rialto here in Tucson. And fucking while he was in Vegas, and his flight that he booked was like, you know, a little later, so he wasn't going to make it. So he sent me the tickets, and I reached out to my brother-in-law, and he was like kind of still, you know, going through it from the Too Short concert, which we'll get to that.
His lady was probably like, nah, you ain't going, nowhere, motherfucker.
Nah, she was cool.
Not on a Tuesday, motherfucker.
And, but then I was like, nah, I got to hit Pat up, man, because, you know, as you guys heard already, Pat took us to some fucking Suns games. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna hit up Pat and see. He's like, I just put him on Larry June. Like, on the drive up to Vegas, I was playing a fuckload of Larry June, and fucking Pat was digging it, right? So he was like, hell yeah, I'm down to go. So we went. And we're there, you know, we get some drinks and shit, we're chilling. And then some dude comes up and he introduces him, or he says what's up to Pat, and Pat introduces me to him and a couple of his homies and shit that I've seen around town, whatever. And so the concert starts, and like, it's like probably like 25 minutes in, and I shit you not, bro, I had the thought in my mind that I was like, damn, these lights are like flickering hardcore. I hope there's not anybody in here that would fucking, you know, suffer from like seizures, because you know how they have movies, they're like, they give you warnings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I'm fucking looking straight, and I see like one of the security guards kind of rush in the middle somewhere. You've got a flashlight, and I just see that there's some dude kind of laying on the ground. And then, like, they're, like, trying to get people to clear out. And then all of a sudden, I notice it's literally the dude that Pat fucking introduced me to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I was like, holy shit. I look at Pat, I'm like, bro, I'm like, that's your fucking homie, dog. Fucking Pizza Pat fucking swung into action. Got over there. He helped them try to get him from the middle of the crowd over to the top, okay? The back spot. And then fucking Pat had like two shirts on. He took one of them off, made a fucking pillow for this dude's head, right? He's right there sitting with him. Said he's fucking whispering in his fucking ear like breathe, bro. Breathe. Telling him to breathe.
Hey, little mama.
Yeah.
Wait till you see my dick.
Oh.
He's all... Pass off. I'm gonna beat that pussy up. And he wakes up. What? What? Wasn't he talking about breathe.
Okay.
What made him wake up was Pat saying, I'm gonna beat that pussy up. He didn't wake up the first time, and then he goes, like, bam, bam.
Oh, fuck. I hope that dude don't listen to this. Man, you know it's jokes, people. We're not laughing at that dude, man.
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
If you don't know the song reference, it's a David Banner's a play song. So that
That's the Whisper song by the Yin Yang.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But the both of those songs sound damn. So he could have been talking about David Banner's play too. He's all, come girl, trying to get that dick. Come girl, trying to get your pussy wet. You know what's funny? When he leads off into the next bars, finger fuck your pussy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, bro. God damn it.
You know, when they came out, I used to play them back to back and shit.
Hell yeah.
Because they would go, you know, that's whispering and shit. So that whisper, I'm glad that didn't come a fucking genre. Whisper rap.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Was,
yeah. That would not be good.
It's hilarious.
But yeah. Back to the story, Doug. So Pat, fucking, they eventually get the dude to get up. And apparently, from what Pat said, apparently he does suffer from seizures.
Was he able to enjoy the rest of the concert?
I don't think so. I think they left or something like that. But Pat was outside with them for a minute. And I seen some dude walking by with Pat's hat. And I fucking was like, hey, that's my homie's hat, dog. And he was like, no, it's this other guy's hat. And like the other dude. And I was like, nah, bro. I was like, the homie that was helping the dude right there. I'm like, that's his hat. I'm like, that's a fucking Mike's Hot Honey hat. And he was all, Mike's Hot Honey. I was like, look at the front, bro. It's like an M and an H and shit like that. And he was like, oh, bro, whatever he said. And then he fucking handed it to me, right? So when Pat came back inside, dude, like he was like already feeling like fucking like he was like, bro, he's like, just fucking save that dude's life right now. And I don't know if that's the truth, but still, he was literally fucking like down there on the ground helping him. You know what I mean? Like trying to talk to him and trying to fucking, you know, they were like, they were fucking flashing air at him and shit, trying to get water to him. I think I don't remember. I didn't see the whole thing. Once they took him outside, I was just like watching the fucking the rest of the concert. But yeah, he came back inside, and then when he saw I had his hat, he got all excited. He was like, fuck yeah, bro. He's like, that's my favorite hat.
How ghetto do you got to be to want to steal someone's hat? Like, it's not even a fucking Yankees hat or anything.
Yeah. Well, I think he said he was going to take it to somebody, but I don't think he knew who he was taking it to. And that, or that, or he was trying to steal it. Either way, got his fucking hat back. So, yeah, dude, we're there. We're there to see Larry June and shit, dude. And, like, when Pat pulled up, Pat fucking told me, he's like, hey, I have pizzas in the car. He's like, I'm gonna fucking try to get it to the back, you know what I mean? And he did. He pulled this shit off when we went to, or we went to when we went to see Devin the Dude. Devin the Dude ate his shit. You know what I mean? He tried to get it to what is his name? Bronson, Action Bronson.
Yeah, it wasn't
over. He was like, that dude's big right now on trying to watch what he eats. So he was like, nah, man, thank you, you know. But it looked good, you know. Apparently, he said that he gave it to the security guard. You know, took it all that way. Might as well give it to somebody. And he said that the security guard told him later that he did take a look at it and said, he's like, yeah, it does look pretty bomb though. You know what I mean? But he's trying to watch his weight or whatever. So he fucking, you know, saying he used all his points for that day. You don't know about the fucking the Weight Watchers and shit.
No, I don't do Weight Watchers.
Anybody that has Weight Watchers is laughing their ass off right now. Anyways, so he, you know, eventually Pat takes off. And then when he comes back with some shirts. He's like, hey, I got you a shirt. And it was from the dude who opened up. I don't really remember his name. Bert told me his name, but fucking he opened. He did some shit. You could tell he's on Larry June's fucking shit. And he played a couple songs that he did with Larry June and shit. It was pretty dope. But Pat came back and he was like, hey, I talked to that dude and I told him I'm going to bring them some pizza. Right. And fucking Pike's standing there with us and shit like that, you know. And then when it was fucking over, he's like, all right, let's go get the fucking pizza. And fucking he's trying to drag Pike with him and shit, too. He's like, Pike, let's go. Pike's like, nah, I'm checking out, bro. He leaves and shit. He's taking off. I'm laughing. I'm like, Pike. No, I'm looking at Pike and I'm just like, go ahead, bro. Leave. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? He knows. But. So I'm walking with Pat. We go, we get some fucking pizza. And then before we even get out of that little corridor area right there, that's right next to our bar, they're like, well, who are you? And he's like, I'm the fucking caterer. He's like, I'm the guy that's taking them pizza right now. And they're like, well, what are your credentials? He's like, my credentials, bro. He's like, go to my website. He's like, I'm fucking squared up. He's like, I've been here before. I've dropped off pizza to you guys plenty of times. Like I feed the artists and shit. And I'm like, oh, God damn, Pat. I was like, okay, cool. And then he dropped somebody's name and shit. And then they were like, all right, cool. So then we walked through that side because he was parked on the other side. So we go to his car and we come back. And one of the dudes is out there and he's just like fucking talking to him. And that's right around the time that you called me. Okay.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. Because it was just the one dude watching the door for a good fucking 10 minutes. And I was just like, I don't know. And then that's when you called me and I'm like out here and I'm like, bro. I'm like, he's trying to get the fucking shit to Larry June. I was like, I don't know. I was like, but I'm gonna tell you what, if I fucking hang up on you, it's because fucking Larry June pulls up. And I think I said like maybe like two more words to you or like a couple more words to you. And then I was like, oh shit, there's fucking Larry June, bro. And I fucking hung up on you, right? Bro, sure enough, fucking Larry June comes out. He's looking at the pizza. He fucking saw one he liked. And Pat's like, yeah, man, it's squared up. And he's like, what's that, squared up? And then he fucking grabs the piece of pizza. He looks at me because he sees me filming. Let me just fucking play it. Why don't I just fucking play it?
Sock it to me.
I was blown the fuck away, bro. I was like, no, this didn't really just fucking happen.
How was the show?
It was good. It was good, but I realized I don't know a lot of his songs.
So you were lost a little
bit? I was lost on like probably 7 out of the 17 he played, maybe. Something like that. Listen to this shit, guys.
Want that New York slice, it's in the bottom box. That's how square, that squared up piece.
Baby, yeah. Let's do. See how we kind of made squared up pizza, baby. Only the good kind. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Back it to me.
And he said sock it to me, bro. And like, of course, I didn't even put that shit together until fucking me and Pat are walking back. He's like, bro, of all the things he could have said, like he could have said the fucking, you know, good job, Larry. Good job, squared up. No, he said sock it to me, bro. We're fucking the squared up with the fucking little punching gloves,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Sock it to me, bro. I already told Pat I'm gonna make a fucking shirt that shows like a glove like this far out, and you're barely going to see the face of Punchy. And then it's going to say sock it to me right there. I know he don't got that trademark. Fuck that.
No,
we're going to make a sock it to me shirt. I don't give a fuck. We'll send him one. He might be down. He saw me filming and gave me what I needed, bro. He came right up to the fucking, by the time this out, I'm sure you guys have already seen it. If not, go to the squared up site. I'm going to put it on my page too. It's going to be one of those things where I share, where I tag the compilation and shit like that. Yeah. By now you guys have seen that. Fucking Larry June, man. That's some good shit. And that, excuse me.
Jesus.
How's a bit? You know, you made such a good point last night, because like after Pat and me fucking split, Century hit me up and he was like, come to the house, bro. Let's smoke a joint real quick. So I pulled up, smoked a joint. But like what you had said is you were like, bro, that's dope. He's already had 3 famous people eat his pizza.
Yeah.
Devin the Dude, the fucking pizza homie, fucking Portnoy, and now fucking Larry June. Like, yeah, bro, we're going to ride that wave. I'm going to push the shit out of all that. Although I have a video of fucking Devin the Dude, but he's not saying anything about the pizza, but he did say that he did eat some. He told us he ate some and he liked it, but we don't have anything of him saying that part. That's the only part I'm kind of sad about. But regardless, man, that shit was dope, bro. Like, and I like I said to you, I think it was the karma of that fool saving some dude's life. And then he set out to fucking get something and it fucking happened, bro. I was fucking blown away by that shit, dude. So shout out to Pizza Pat for fucking not being scared to fucking reach after shit, dude. Like that shit's like, it's eye-opening, man. You know what I mean? You're just like, fuck, bro. It's true. When you want something, go fucking after it. You know, and that's what he did, bro. And I fucking witnessed it, man. I've witnessed him. What would we say? I've witnessed him hit some fucking, what they call, last second shots. Like,
yeah,
I've witnessed him hit some shots, bro. And I'm just like, fuck yeah, bro. This dude, like, he's in it to win it, man. So yeah, like I said, shout out to fucking Pizza Pat. That shit was fun last night. You know, shout out to you for fucking sending the tickets and fucking, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was sad I didn't get to make it. Like, it's probably gonna be a little while before I get to see Larry June. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he was in Phoenix 2 nights before.
Yeah.
So that didn't happen. But hey, you never know. Maybe he'll pull up to Vegas one of these times. We'll be up there or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fucking dope, bro. And then, shit, I think we're kind of in, since we're talking about music, I went to see fucking Ice Cube and Too Short.
Bro, we've been on some concert terrors lately.
Yeah, yeah. The week before I was in fucking Countryland.
I saw The Cure. I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers. I saw fucking Cameron in Vegas. Like, it's been a nice concert going month.
I posted one of everything. I posted the fucking Tennessee Whiskey. All My Exes Live in Texas. Fucking Bop Gun by fucking Cube. And then fucking 91.
That was always an underrated song, Bop Gun.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Bro,
so
I'm going to have to pop a shit, bro.
Ready or not, here it comes.
I'm not even kidding.
Get ahead.
And I'm going to go knock on the other ones because you don't want none of that shit.
Go ahead, dog. Go ahead. I'll keep them company for a second round. Ready or not, here he comes, getting down on
fucking taking his revenge.
The toilet you gonna sit on. Burr, 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 burr. Much more bounce. All right, guys. While Century's gone, look at this. What got hell? take a look at our Instagram here. I see we got Rolly's tagged me in something. This dude must have changed his Wi-Fi because this was not connected. And 5G is not good here. Ah, huh, there it is. The homie from Rolly's just tagged me in a thing. Dude, shout out to Nightlife by Sal, man. Yeah. I've talked about this dude, Sal, I'm telling you, a couple times. But Sal works in Vegas. He lives, like, I think, in, like, Bakersfield, Cali. But he drives out to Vegas every weekend. And he's one of them homies that he will show you the nightlife, the way you're supposed to experience it. It costs a little money, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, hey, he's going to take care of you. He's going to show you all the good places, get you to all the right clubs, get you in one of them limos, whatever you need, Sal will take care of you. And Sal's right on the corner between the Paris and the CVS pharmacy that's right there. There's a little road. And that little road is the road where Ubers pick you up. And right there on that corner, man, the homie Sal and his homies are working. Catch him out there and shit. Tell him, he said, what's up? If you follow him right now, okay, go to your Instagram. And I want you to look for, I think it's Nightlife by Sal. Let me double check here. Yep, it's literally that. Nightlife by Sal. Sal Espinosa, shout out to the homie. I like what it says right here. It says, what happens in Vegas starts here. He's also a choreographer. He does dancing and shit like that. But that's the homie right there, man. Like, he said, anybody that he knows that's from Arizona, he tells him to come and check us out. He come check out Squared Up Pizza and shit. I'm telling you, look at me and Pat stayed out there 6 days. We smoked out with Sal like 3-4 times right there. Smoke
weed every day.
And yeah, man, that's the homie. Make sure you go follow him on Instagram and shit if you're out there. He'll take care of you. He fucking just had, you know, that homie that says D's Nuts. Got him. The homie who says got him. Yeah, he was partying with Sal last night. Sal showed him a good time. So yeah. 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 Oh, shit. Yeah, bro. Let me see. Who's this? George Camacho. Ha! He's like, I never put two and two together. I remember you from back in the day. Me and George went to fucking junior high together. And I ran into him yesterday. He's a constable. I ran into him at Rolly's yesterday. And to answer his little thing that he said here. Okay, let's see who else. Oh, what you got here? What's this? Is this from the fucking Chris Stapleton? U.S. Moon. Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Squared up, motherfucker. Angry Dad. Hood Diner.
Yo, mio.
Listo.
Who?
He said, jump back in my low rider. Coming out feeling about 10 pounds lighter.
That shit was straight out of low cash.
Dude, I run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Instagrams.
You better start singing it like that, Chino. 1, 2, 3. You heard that yet?
Yeah.
6, 7, 8
Instagrams, bro. And I'm about to add 9.
4?
That I run.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to say I run all of them, okay? I do have the Inner Circle one. But I got Official, Casual Designs, Yo What's Poppin'.
But there's 8. There's like 8 that I get paid
squared
from.
Squared Up, Get You Lala, Hood Diner, and then my personal one. And then I'm going to add Vias to that list because I'm going to start doing their social media, which is dope. I'm telling you, bro. Give me like 2 more accounts. I won't have to do a goddamn thing. I'm gonna fucking chill at home and just run these accounts and run their social medias. Them socials. Big old nalgas. Let me see him. Oh, fuck. He shaved his fucking... Shaved his shit off. You're as wild. Glass of brandy here.
All right, let's get back.
Okay.
Fucking Bonzo was ready for a minute there.
Okay, so yeah. So, yeah, man. Fucking... So you saw Cameron, huh?
That's Cam, dope, bro. That's like dope. That was the highlight. It was the highlight of the trip for sure. Cause I'm chilling there, just geeked out, staring at the strip. I had literally start right when I got off the phone with you is when it fucking started. Literally, I'm there staring at the strip, just fucking on the phone, just fucking gone, just fucking in a whole other stratosphere. You know, like different planet.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who the fuck I am. You know, I just, it's a good time. And then you hear Killa Cam, yeah, Killa Cam, come from Purple Haze.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that I only had to hear the first 0.567 seconds to understand what it is. It's like a fucking dart to my ear, and it was like a fucking like instantly.
You knew. I love that.
I was like, oh, and I fucking just made a beeline. To the front stage. I have a fucking cigarette in my mouth. You know, when they make fun of the people, they talk
about the uncle. They're like, what are we doing over here? There's a fucking
put the flashlight over here, nephew.
Yeah.
You know, bro, chain smoking Newports the entire time.
Yeah.
Nah, man, fucking 16, 17 year old fucking Sentry was fucking screaming inside, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
that was me at Too Short and fucking Cube, man.
Yeah, bro.
But like I said, his banter, his in between the song banter, before,
right?
Never.
Either of them?
Never seen Short or fucking Cube. So that's why I had to go
multiple times.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of like, I don't need to go see.
He was being very patronizing. That fucking just shit. Like, oh man, y'all one of the best crowds I've ever fucking performed in front of. I'm like, shut the fuck up, liar. I'm like, you motherfucking liar. You were on the fucking Up and Smoke tour.
All the theaters were like,
Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, you're on the Up and Smoke tour. Stop fucking. Don't patronize me with that.
Yeah,
shit. Just be real. Just come out. Come up with some simple shit.
Yeah. Big up Tucson.
There was one.
Listen, bro. All you got to do is say, "What up, Tucson?" You're gonna get a pop.
Yeah.
You
know? No, he did one where like he literally like he's like, "Dub, come here. Let me tell you something." And he like screamed something in his fucking ear, and I was like, "Bro, I was like, God, that was borderline fucking like." What do you call it? Fucking abusive.
He goes, "Hey, we doing the ear scream tonight? You know, that's another $1,000."
He's like,
paycheck.
"I don't know, dog." You scream the shit out of my shit in El Paso, like motherfucker.
He's like, "You know, it's another $1,000 on your check if we do the scream thing, right?"
Bro, it was. I'm telling you, if any of you guys witnessed that shit, like, put it in the fucking notes on the Instagram, man. Like, I'm serious. He screamed in his ear, bro. I was like, God damn. And I even looked at my lady. I was like, I hope they don't do that every night. Because, like, I'd be pissed if I was Dubsy. But then again, I'd also be very thankful.
All right, that, just keep writing that check.
Right? Just fucking, you know, he already got rid of Mac 10.
Yeah.
That's more money for you, player. Get out there and fucking keep it gangster, y'all, and do your dub, your crip walk. Feeling it. But.
Well, I told you the time that I saw them, they were in Phoenix. It was Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, but the rest of the Dog Pound was there and all that shit. Like,
that's badass.
You know, seeing Daz and fucking and everybody jump in on Ain't No Fun was legit.
Damn.
Warren G.
So see, that's Snoop is coming again with Wiz Khalifa and Too Short. Which is dope because Short did do his verse, but him and Wiz Khalifa could do that fucking On My Level.
On My Level.
That fucking song's dope, bro. I love that fucking song.
That beat's tight.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, dude.
Fucking.
It's the champagne pouring.
I get it. He's a weed smoker.
Yeah.
And he's a weed rap.
I've never been big.
But nothing's ever fucking evolved from his fucking flow, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's you know what the problem is? He's just like Cube. They're so typecasted into their fucking like genre.
Yeah.
Like they can't.
You're a marijuana smoker.
Yeah,
you're
but the fucking thing is, marijuana like, smoker so much, rapper. How many albums can you come out with it where there's like really bops on there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, man. He's had a couple that are there. He still does. There, you know, as far as I know there's always at least one good song.
His biggest song is a ballad off of the Fast and Furious soundtrack with Charlie Puth or whatever the fuck it is. See You Again.
Oh yeah, that one. Well, no, that,
yeah,
Black and Yellow. No. Black and Yellow is bigger than that.
No, it's not.
Are you serious?
I will literally bet you another fucking chicken bowl for me. Based off of that fucking claim right there, bro.
Chicken bowl.
Think about it. That shit has like over fucking 15 billion streams, bro. That See You Again, Never See You Again or whatever. Because okay. It was part of the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
Right.
That shit blew up, bro.
Dude, Tommy Wills got a song on one of the Fast and Furious things now.
That's tight.
That is real tight, bro. He's actually like competing for something that is with a producer who's produced with Michael Jackson. A bunch of big people right now. So if you're listening to this shit, I don't know how many days are left, but he's got it on his page and shit. All you gotta do is click this one link, and yeah, there's literally a little heart button, and you just fucking click it, and you vote for him and shit. And then I reshared that shit on my page. So if you're following me on Facebook, it's right there. But fuck, man, that's crazy. I would think that Black and Yellow was bigger, because that's definitely an anthem for him too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like motherfuckers like from the Steelers.
Yeah.
The Steelers love that fucking song too. Well, because he's from out there too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Pittsburgh.
He's from Pittsburgh, but he like lives a Cali lifestyle now. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's out here in the West Coast. He's West Coast and shit.
Well, that dude's fucking Khalifa Kush is making him stupid money.
Really?
Yeah, and then he just teamed up with Mia Khalifa for that shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm serious. Like, it's a fucking thing.
Oh, so then he's good.
Oh yeah, his money.
But yeah, I don't know. Going. I don't know. I think we might pull up to that concert because I've never seen Snoop. So, you know, it's cool. I'm gonna see Too Short do the same shit he just did, but ni modo, I'm with it. I fuck with Short, bro. Short has some good shit, man. He has some good shit. It's too bad he didn't do like. There's a couple songs that he has with like Pimp C and shit that he could have done the verses off of. There's one that's called "I'm So All About It."
That's definitely a deep cut.
It is a deep cut. It was on that double disc.
Think about this, though. You're mid-card on this tour, or did he go first?
He went first.
Okay, so you're...
There was a DJ playing nothing but fucking old school shit, like, from that genre. Nothing but hits from that genre. Yeah, so yeah. I was jamming out before they even came out.
Makes sense to get people amped up from the same time era.
Yeah, he was playing the fucking Corrupt, the Dog Pound shit.
Was there a lot of Bloods and Crips over there?
You know, I didn't really notice.
No?
No, there was...
You used to, right?
There was more, I'd say, last night at Larry June than there was there. I think
what I'm saying is this.
There was more G's, OG's.
When you would go to the fucking concerts at the AVA, you used to be able to see all the gang members.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Yeah, no.
Especially those kind of concerts.
It was laid back. And then, you know, the fucking great thing is, this is the fucking, like, the tip of all tips when you're fucking going to... When you're sitting on the lawn at the AVA, if you get somebody to get there early... And go claim right in the front where the fucking like the walkway is and then where the grass starts. If you get them anywhere in the front, we got a corner, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
So like even the kids were sitting along the little thing right there watching, but we got this corner and we held it down the entire time. So there was absolutely nobody in front of us. There's the walkway right here and then there's all the seats. So like as I'm filming, it's literally like good. Like I saw everything pretty good. You know, it was good.
The problem with the lawn, dude, is my allergies kicked my ass afterwards.
Yeah.
Kicked my ass.
Bro, somebody was fucking hitting some fucking crack behind me. Crack or meth. And I smelt it and I got sick for a split second.
Plastic shit?
Yes, bro. It smelled so nasty, dog. It smelled really fucking bad. And I told my lady, well, actually my lady had gone to the bathroom, so she didn't fucking get a whiff of it. But I told her when she got back, I was like, dude. I was like, God damn, somebody behind me smoking some fucking scante or whatever the fuck
they call it. Did she know what that is?
No, she had no idea. I had to fucking tell her.
She's like, what? What's that? She's like, what's scanty?
Scanty.
What's scante?
I know scampi, but not scanty.
I know shrimp scampi, but I don't know scanty.
Nah, fuck it. But it was good, bro. It was cool to see them. Cause you never know how much longer they're gonna be doing that shit. You know what I mean? So it was good to see some G. That's what it was, bro. I mean, Larry June the exception, but seeing fucking old ass fucking George Strait, man, still out there chilling. Ah, I forgot to look that up, bro. Do you remember me telling you that he auctioned off the shirt that he wore that night? There was a number. Between the first group and between him and Chris Stapleton, there was this big ass screen. And the first thing it showed was his tequila. And then the next thing it said, text this number and bid on the shirt off of George Strait's back.
What do you think it went for?
Bro, I don't know. I was thinking about that. I bet you at least 10 G's.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix is filled with rich people.
Oh, yeah.
And there was probably some fucking rich ass wife in the audience.
Oh, yeah. There's a certificate of authentication that comes along with it, you know? Yeah.
I would imagine they probably clean it. Oh, wash it for you, not give it to you all stanky danky.
Leave the stain.
Pit stains and shit. Yeah, that's like, my wife says we'll throw in an extra 10 if you leave the stains. You know what I mean? But the some rich ass lady was like, honey, you get me that fucking shirt tonight.
Fuck me in George Strait's shirt.
Right, dude?
Put the hat on.
Honestly, bro, I could see George Strait fetching like damn near 20 grand for a shirt. That's some serious shit. Because remember me telling you, like, in the middle of his set, he gave away a house to a veteran.
Really?
A house. Said it's the 11th house he's given away. And I imagine he's probably doing one in every city that he's going to. Well, first, we were the first one. I don't know where else he was going, but just six more places after that. And, he gave away a fucking house to veterans and shit. So it's like he's part of some big veterans thing. They stopped all the music. They fucking brought a dude out. Gave him a, showed a picture of the fucking house. It was a nice house. The track home, but fucking nice house.
Yeah.
Like the good one at the end of the block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the big back, with the big backyard. Yeah. That one. And fucking, so good for him for doing some crazy shit like that. So yeah, I could literally see, I'd say at the max, maybe 15 grand, 20 G's maybe. I'm going to find out. I'm going to fucking Google it later. And if I find something, we'll come back with that shit. But, so overall, man, you had a good ass time in Vegas, huh?
I did, bro. Like I said, I came back hungry as fuck, bro. Like I even got into the shop today and worked a little bit. I'm on some other shit right now, bro. Like I'm really gonna hit you up about this other shit. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but
I'll make time, bro.
I wanna build this stuff up because I feel like I'm on the brink of greatness, bro. I really can feel it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm with you, bro. I'm here, man. You know,
I'm not gonna lie to you, dog. My stomach's on fire right now. We might have to wrap up pretty soon.
Okay, let me just have some important shit.
Yeah, I'm not like trying to fucking just be a Debbie Downer.
We've
dog.
We've already been talking for a minute, man. Like, where are we at right now? Like an hour at least?
It's 73.
Okay.
Minus 10 minutes of eating or whatever, you know?
Right, yeah. Watch. Only other thing I got. Okay, watch. Real quick news. The Netflix password sharing shit is fucking taking full effect. So if you're not fucking paying attention and you're the one paying and it's in your name, you're going to see an extra $7.99 added to your shit. Okay.
How do they just, is that an automatic thing?
They know. It's if you're sharing it with somebody that doesn't live in your household, because obviously it comes to you, the address from whatever you set up with them. So yeah, so whoever doesn't fucking live there, man, they're getting hit for $7.99. So we'll see what the fuck happens. Let me see. We talked about music. Jams of the week. You got any jams of the week? I really don't have anything new.
I'll do two throwbacks. I'll do Hey Ma from Cameron, and then I'll do fucking and then I'll do fucking What Means the World to You, because he played both of those songs at the fucking concert and they went off, bro. Like What Means the World to You song came out in 97.
Hell yeah.
And they had the whole crowd singing that shit. Let's get it. That was the sickest remix of Roxanne.
Yeah, right. That is such a good fucking remix. Okay, so then let's pick a fucking, for a too short throwback, I'm going to do Fuck Faces, because when he threw that down, like I said, I was
you used to all the finer things.
Yeah, bro, I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah, what?
It's like, hell yeah, bro, I forgot all about that fucking song, man. And I fucking we just saw Devin the Dude, and Devin did his verse off that shit. So let me see. And then for an Ice Cube fucking, I'm gonna do a Cube throwback since I just saw his ass. Let's see. Which one should we do? You know what song I really like? Dr. Frankenstein. You ever heard that one with Mr. Short Chop? So, ooh, wee, it's alive. You better run and hide.
No.
Cover your ears and your eyes. It's pretty dope. So yeah, that's that.
We'll have to run to the shit house again.
Let me see. Yeah.
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 I'm sorry, bro.
Dude, no. Hey, bro. No, you're good. I only want to save sports to talk with you, and that's it. The rest of this, I'll fucking knock it out right here. Look at guys. Okay, we talked a little bit about movies and TV. Danny Masterson got found guilty of rape, is getting 30 years. I've been watching Ghosts a lot, which is a funny ass fucking show. And let me see, still haven't gone to the movies to see the newest Guardians of the Galaxy, but I heard it's sad. So I want to go check that out. Okay, fashion and pop culture. Guys, I hit on today's Yeezy drop, the Onyx Black. Got a pair for my lady. I was trying to get some through my nephew's fucking little plug and shit, and it just didn't work. So I hit today. So I'm going to get my money back from my nephew and his homie. And let's see, Funko Pop Talk. Bro, you got to check out today's something new. I opened up a music mystery box, okay? I'm going to tell you guys what the fuck was in it. There was a Biggie. There was an Eazy-E. There was a Freddie Mercury. There was a DJ Khaled. There was a Whitney Houston. And there was some fool from BTS, which there's like 20 of those dudes. So, yeah, it was kind of whack. But the Freddie Mercury and the Biggie were good enough. So that's that. Let me see. Tech and new shit. Apple, man. Fucking Apple. Right now, if you have Logic or Final Cut Pro and you haven't heard about this, get ready. Because apparently they're getting ready to start doing fucking subscriptions for both Logic and Final Cut Pro, which sucks because before, all you had to do was pay the $299 and it was yours forever and you got all the updates. Now, they're going to fucking switch to the subscription shit, and there's a lot of people that are pissed off about it. I'm not one of them because I don't have either one of those. I use Premiere and CapCut now. Fucking CapCut. If you guys aren't using CapCut to do your videos right now, you're fucking up because there's just as much good shit on there than on all some of these more expensive programs and shit. Like, literally all the shit you've been seeing me do for rollies, for Squared Up and shit like that, all done in CapCut. Okay, let me see. I'm going to do a Twitter question of the week this week, guys, because since we've been going to a bunch of concerts lately, I'm going to have a tweet up that says, what is your favorite concert that you've been to? And you go leave a reply, leave which was your favorite concert and why. And we're going to pick a winner out of that. And we're going to give you guys a Hood Diner pack, which will include some of those new papers, some dude wipes, and some other good shit. There's going to be a little discount shit for official on there. And we'll see. We'll surprise you. So that is the Twitter question of the week. We already did something new. Centuries going caca. Centuries going caca. Centuries taking a caca. Second time taking a caca. You know what? Let's do a giveaway for the hotline too. Since y'all motherfuckers haven't left me no messages. 520-261-3423. Go leave the best message. Just say something. Say something funny. Or say something stupid. I don't care. Whoever leaves the best message is also going to get a Hood Diner pack. 520-261-3423. Yeah. Make sure you guys are going to see Squared Up Pizza. Go tell Pizza Pat that the Hood Diner sent you. Look at what we're going to do is right now, we're just going to get rid of, we're going to do the outro shit now. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, please consider subscribing. If you like what you heard, please leave a rating and a review. If you really, really like what you heard, please consider becoming a Patreon member. Give me your fucking money. Fucking chorro?
No, I'm saying. I seen that on a show one time.
Yeah, Montezuma's Revenge. Then you get exclusive content such as our something new reviews, bonus behind the scenes footage, access to Hood Niner swag you can't get anywhere else. patreon.com/thehooddiner or click the link in the description.
Sorry, guys.
You're good.
I ate a lot of shrooms this weekend, and I'm going to tell you this. They're having their revenge right now.
Look at all we got to do is talk about sports real quick, and we're out.
Yeah, we got the NBA Finals coming up.
That's going to be nice. Of course, Denver's going
to
win.
Starts tomorrow. Yeah, Denver's going to just fucking stomp a mud hole, bro. It's hard to stop Jokic, dude. He's averaging ridiculous fucking triple-doubles. Like, you're talking about like 16, 17 rebounds, 13 assists,
yeah,
40 fucking points.
He's fucking money from anywhere inside. And outside, he's pretty fucking money too, right? He's
so fucking big. And the thing is, like, once you fucking get on him, Jamal Murray's right there just busting your ass. Fucking Caldwell Pope too, bro. Like, a lot of their role players are coming through. I think Caldwell Pope might be a starter, but I could be wrong. But yeah, dude, yeah. I see the number 8 seed Heat, their magical fucking run just coming to an end, you know? Because they lost that first game of the play-in, you know that, right?
Yeah.
That was the first team to do that, to get to the finals, you know?
It's crazy that they've been nonstop since then, bro. Spoelstra's
a really good coach, though, bro. In the last 12 years, he got into 6 finals.
I give them their props, man. Like, they came back from being down 3-0. But then just to lose it in that last game, that just sucks for them, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I lost a fuckload of money on that bill.
Yeah.
not a lot. But a good amount.
I've been a couple legs away from hitting some substantial money.
That's what I'm looking forward to on this next one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a couple parties.
Do points and assists.
I do points, assists, and rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I've been liking that one's a shit. But we'll see if the homie kicks us some fucking...
Some free game, bro.
Has
Apple been hitting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see him posting the fucking shit that he hits a lot, but he misses some shit every now and then.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He'll post some shit.
They dropped DeAndre Hopkins.
I saw that, yeah.
That's dead money they got to pay him out for the next 2 years. That's $19 million straight up. Like, even if he signs a contract, he still gets $19.5 from the Cardinals.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, they just made, he's just became unworkable with?
Or? No, I don't know. They just couldn't move him because, I don't know. I don't know if he's a toxic person. I don't know. Yeah. But he's a beast when he's healthy.
Right.
But I'm sad he's gone.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas when I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man. You got anything else?
Man.
I talked about it. I went through all the shit that I had during
Honestly, bro, I just... I was asleep when you got here. And it wasn't like me not respecting the time frame that we were going to record.
Mm.
It was... literally just exhaustion that just sat in. Like, I laid down like around 4:30. I'm like, you know, I don't even need to set an alarm. I'll be up in an hour, hour and a half. No big deal. Fuck no, bro. I woke up to bing bong. I'm like, where you at? I'm like, oh shit, he's outside.
Yeah, no, I actually, because I couldn't see in here. So I figured you were in the thing doing work, because I saw your fuel truck too. And I was like, he's over here.
He just got back from Boston today.
Then I was talking to Chef Mondo and shit, and I was just bullshitting with him. But
he just got back from Boston. They're over there for like 7 days.
Be living it up.
Yeah,
some good ass, some lobster.
Yeah, they got some lobster rolls. They went up to Maine. They did some New Hampshire. They went to New Hampshire.
Hell yeah. The Shire with the rest of the homies. Shout out to the Shire.
Yeah.
To the Cochico River.
But no, man, I just... I'm more hungover right now than I was yesterday. Like, it's all setting in. Like, the soreness from walking, the exhaustion from being up. Like, I should have just went and got home like around 4. But being up that extra time, hungover and fucked up in Vegas, bro, is excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
It's excruciating, bro. Like, yeah. I will literally plan my nights the night prior based on the time that I'm leaving the next day, because... we almost went to a movie theater just so we could sleep for 2 hours.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to Uber to a movie theater and just kick back in that fucking theater. And
the AC just,
you know.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out that way. But we found a nice little sports book, kick back, and just cracking jokes for the last 2 hours in Vegas and just literally just vibing. There was no more time for drinks. We weren't shopping anymore. So it was like, let's find a place to post up. If we need to get water or whatever, there's, you know, the spots right there for you.
Did you find anything good? I saw you went to, like, did you go to Nike Town or?
I saw some good stuff. Nothing that I needed, though. You know?
Yeah.
I was already partying and all that over there. I was like, do I need to really drop two something on some shoes right now? Do I need shoes right now? No. So mm-hmm. I bought Aubrey some shit at the M&M store.
Nice.
You know? So I'm going to put it on her bed. And when she gets home, she's going to be like, what's this? We got you a little surprise, you know? Yeah.
I mean,
Vegas is definitely something you only need to do once in a while because
once a year.
It it's not cheap by any means anymore. No. Don't think you're gonna go with $200 and be good for the weekend. You might not even have enough money to do other shit other than drink.
You need $1,000 minimum.
Easy. With your stuff paid already.
Yeah.
Your flight paid already and with your fucking...
And that's you eating comfortably, drinking comfortably.
Yeah. And that's not even you going to like Hell's Kitchen and doing all that shit every single day either. You know, like if you want to do that, you better take $2,000, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Money disappears real easy in fucking Vegas.
Usually in a restaurant like that, a nice one, your plates are close to $100 a piece.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
No, I recommend going there. It's fun, bro.
Oh, yeah. Everybody needs some Vegas. I'm telling you, like, it's the only way I can see us, like, all probably getting besides fucking Adam's fucking wedding, I want to get the whole inner circle to Vegas and have, like,
I'm going to get that information for you so I can start looking at flights and shit.
September 29th, man.
Oh, that's my brother's birthday.
My dad's birthday.
But, yeah, man, I'm really anxious to get, like, back on the grind, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Are you still going to do your turntables up there?
I'll figure it out and we'll get some,
I'll pull up, man.
Some shit. I'm going to buy an outfit and all that shit. So so I can have media shit, you know?
Yeah. Give me a little couple days fucking
notice.
Just notice. And I'll make sure, let the wifey know and shit like that. Like, oh babe, hey, I'm going to go to Highwire.
Fuck. My fucking sneaky link just tested positive for COVID.
What is that?
My sneaky link?
What's your sneaky link? Oh!
Come on, Kaz. That a too new of a term?
I've never heard sneaky link. You're putting me on one right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to explain it. Y'all motherfuckers go look that up. I'm not going to tell you what he just did. To explain what fucking sneaky link means. Oh, man. That all sucks. Right, man. Fucking episode 1, motherfucking 65 in the books, guys. We will see you guys on the next one. All right. Oh, hey. By the way, at casual 520 KAZUAL 520.
DJ _ Century.
Yeah. And then together, you can find us at thehooddiner.com. There you get the links to all the socials, the links to all of the sponsors. Everything is code hood up the board. And if you're in Tucson, make sure you go say what's up to Pizza Pat. Tell him congratulations for fucking saving a dude's life and for getting Larry June to fucking ease his pizza. Sock it to me. Yeah, baby. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Some good ass weed.
Millions of lives are controlled by a handful of men. Now, the truth can finally be told. The Inner Circle.
Centuries going caca. Centuries going caca. Centuries taking a caca. Second time taking a caca. Second time taking a 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 second time ta